Hello, hello, hello. Dylan here. Before we get into this fabulous episode with Avery Wilson, who currently stars in The Wiz on Broadway, I have just a quick request. If you haven't left us a review, even just rated our show, please do on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever rating system on whatever podcast listening app you use. It would go a long way for Connor and I. If you love our show and want to keep loving episodes in the future, it would also be super helpful if you joined our Patreon. For $5 a month, you're added to the podcast's Instagram close friends, as well as get bonus episodes dropped to a special feed called Drama Plus at least 2 times a month. This summer is about to get dramatic, y'all, so hop on board and ride this drama train down the road. All right, let's get on with the show.
Press play, curtain up and now we're in. It's time to take spin.
With shade and tea to spill.
Ooh, drama.
Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book? Who got nom?
They option no.
Oh, I'm not well.
What
What
star
star
will
will
we
we
talk
talk
to
to
today?
today?
Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say
Say
no
no
more.
more. Drama.
Drama.
Welcome to Drama, a podcast that covers theater,
Pop culture.
love.
And life.
I am Connor McDowell.
And I am Dylan McDowell. Connor, I feel like I clicked my heels 3 times and I'm magically back in Columbus, Ohio. It's crazy that 4 hours ago I was with you in New York saying goodbye after an epic week,
I know.
being reunited in the Big Apple. But I have to say,
So
I'm
fun.
still sort of riding high after last night.
I know. We returned to Sleep No More, the McKittrick Hotel, for
Yes.
the legendary Sleep No More, which, y'all, I'm so sad that I slept on Sleep No More for as long as I did because it's so cool.
I
It's
know.
so cool. And I hate that I'm going in the last, I've gone twice in the last 6 months before it ends because it's beyond crowded. I mean, I'm happy for them,
Yeah.
but it is packed. Like, for those of you who don't know, it's an immersive theatrical experience based loosely on like Macbeth and the film Rebecca and some other, secrets to
It's
be
like film
discovered
noir.
there.
Yeah. It's really
Totally.
cool. And it's been in New York for a decade plus, and I mean it's obviously there is a cost prohibitive aspect to it,
For
but
sure.
if anyone can snag tickets in the next month before it closes, I recommend it.
It's so cool. I mean, the music, the movement, the way the performers, they put themselves through hell for like 3 hours.
They do.
Like,
And 3 times in a row, like they loop through the storyline 3 times because they stagger entries. But I will say, if you're considering going, do not clutch tightly to whoever your companion is and run wildly through the halls of the hotel because it really gets in the way of other people's experience. And they tell you at the beginning, like, get lost, like don't stick with your group. Like I loved randomly running into you and nodding at you in our masks. Anyways, it was so much fun. There are so many amazing things that people can go and do in New York right now. One of them is the Broadway revival of The Wiz, which you saw
Yes.
recently. I got to see it when it was in Cleveland last fall. So I feel like I got a little exclusive on the whole
I
scenario.
know. You totally did. And I cannot wait because we have one of the stars and my favorite, my standout performer
Connor,
happens to be on the pod
I
today.
told you, and this is just like fate. I told you after the tour came through, I said, when it comes to Broadway, we need to reach out and try and get the Scarecrow.
I know. You even followed on Instagram right away and
I
you were
did.
like, you,
I
and
did.
then as fate would have it,
Here we are.
here we are. Oh my God.
All right.
I'm so excited. Can you read the intro?
Absolutely. Our guest today is currently making his Broadway debut, easing on down the road as the Scarecrow in The Wiz. This triple threat performer was praised by the New York Times as being one of the best performances in a show full of superstars. Before making his way to Broadway, our guest made waves as a contestant on the third season of The Voice. That's like OG status right there. He has dropped a series of independent releases and EPs, including 2012's On Top of the World, and was even signed by Clive Davis. Audiences just might recognize him from performances on the BET Awards and even the single Change My Mind featuring Migos, which racked up 7.7 million Spotify streams. His latest single, Kiss the Sky, has been a smash record, which he even got to promote on the road while starring as Scarecrow in The Wiz. On tour all across the country. You'll recognize him from Grown-ish, or maybe you're already one of his over 1 million followers online. He is the vocals, the vibe, the moment. Please welcome to Drama, Avery
Avery Wilson.
Wilson. What an intro. Thank you.
Of course. Hi, Avery. It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you both. I didn't even know you came to Cleveland, so that's interesting news.
I did. Well, so that's where our parents live. And so they have the subscription seats. They're in my name, though, I will
Got
say. So I control the seats. But
Did you like Cleveland, Avery?
Did I? Yes, it was actually like one of our, I don't know, it's one of our first, like, yes, we started in Baltimore, but it was one of our first cities. So I was kind of like getting to know theater because, I mean, we'll get into it, but I've never done theater a day in my life.
Right.
Never obviously done Broadway. So I'm completely new to the whole theater world. So yeah, it was me really getting my feet wet in like a city outside of our first city. So yeah.
I can imagine. Well, like I said, you blew my mind. I mean, the performance I was at, it was like a Sunday night and everyone was going absolutely nuts. So, and from what I understand, when Connor went, that was the reaction. I've heard that's been the way across the country. We will talk about The Wiz, your life, your journey, but we kind of want to meet you at this moment right now.
Yeah.
Are you well?
I'm so well, though I'm tired. If I'm being honest, I mean, this is the part that people talk about briefly, but don't talk about it enough. Doing 8 shows in 6 days is just... Honestly, I think it's inhumane, but when you love what you do, or you love the arts in general, you kind of find a new pick me up every single day, even the days that are not your best, because you obviously are human, so you have great days and you have okay days. But yeah, I'm doing well. I think my cast is so amazing that we kind of keep each other up when we are in that, you know, that middle ground of like, not too well, not too bad. So yeah, it's good. It's great. I mean, it's a family, so I feel good.
Oh, totally. I'm so glad to hear it. Wait, aren't you doing? Yeah. Aren't you singing the national anthem today somewhere?
I am at the Knicks game.
So fun.
On my day off.
Less fun, but you know.
Okay, wait. So is this your first time living in New York City?
Yes, I've lived around New York City a lot. Also, I'm from Connecticut. So okay. New York is kind of like a backyard a little bit. But
do you remember the first time you went to New York to visit?
Yeah, actually, I had two uncles that always, my mom's brother, he kind of always took us to this. We always went to the city. He lived in Yonkers and we always went to like Broadway plays. We always traveled the city. He made us walk an extreme amount as young kids. We did not like it.
Funny the things that stick with you.
Yeah,
right?
We walked so much. And like we went to all the different like Macy's parades, like Macy's stores, like during holidays. And I don't know if they've suited this now, but I have a crazy story. They used to build up these toys into this like super huge, I don't know, like castle, if you will. And I ran through it. I broke it down, the whole thing. And it's so funny. I'm like, guess I never had, limbs then either to run through like it. But right. I broke it down and I'm like, I will never forget that because me and my brothers talk about that all the time. So New York has a special place in my heart because I got away with so much.
I was going to say, yeah. Did you get in huge trouble?
Not huge trouble, but I did get in trouble. And the lady that built it, I guess, because it was like, I don't know what was going on. She like just finished it and I ran straight through it. She was like, it's okay. I was like... It's probably because I'm a little kid and I'm cute, maybe. I don't know.
Uh-huh. You probably like had your face of guilt that you were like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
You said you saw Broadway plays. Do you have a memorable one that you think back on that comes to mind?
I believe the first time that I went to Broadway in general with my brothers and my uncles was like the Nutcracker. And it was like a long time ago. And there's an interesting story about that that I won't even talk about. But yeah, we were just, I don't know. Me and my brothers were just like, I don't know. We were in this world of like fantasy coming to New York because we lived in Connecticut. And there was like, it's completely different. You know, the pace of people and like the scenery and just everything's different. So we probably thought we were in like a, you know, a video game of some sort. But yeah.
Are you all close in age?
My oldest brother is 30. And then my middle brother is 29. I'm 28. Well, my middle brother's 30 as well. So 35, 30, and 28.
Okay. Nice. Wow. Well, we can relate, you know, being Connor and I are literally the same age, but the trouble you get into with your sibling and whatnot, it's fun.
Memorable fun.
I'm glad you all share. Yeah, you share those memories forever.
Are any of your brothers performers?
I mean, in their own right, sure. Like my middle brother is a performer on the field. He's a football player.
Nice.
Oh.
And then my oldest brother, he does music and he does rap and he has creative. So he does like all these different things. So yeah, we all are creative in some way.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about being young and experiencing music and theater in the city and everything. We like to discuss with our guests that moment that like fully hooked you and brought you into this world. You did mention that you weren't always a theater kid.
Yeah.
So this I like that there was a different route here, but you feel like we call it the Ring of Keys moment, that moment where maybe the lights switched on and you were like, oh, this is what I'm meant to do or want to do.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like as of maybe 2 years ago, I was in a space with music where I was just like, you know what? I've proven a lot of myself. A lot of people know of who I am. I've literally sang at a lot of different things, different events. So many celebrities kind of like know my name. And like, I'm not saying that's the goal of the pinnacle, but I'm like, you know, I'm doing things, I'm covering ground. And I started to hear like murmurs from different labels and people where it's like, he's just too good, or like, you know, a lot of things that kind of make you feel like questionable of yourself or of your, I don't know, of your gifts or, you know, what you've been given. And I was like, you know what? These people think that I am a one-trick pony and that I can't go other places or other creative industries and like be me and do things, you know, like I have one set of gifts and that's it. When I think we all have several, but we just always only cling to one, the one that we feel strongest about. So I was like, you know what? I had a thought 2 years ago. I was like, I would like to do Broadway. I don't know when that would be. I don't know the role. I feel like it takes a lot of your time, which I was correct about that. And I was like, you know what? I want to go and, you know, see it. And I've talked, had several conversations with friends that were in, you know, that are in Broadway, in the league of that, as far as just like working. And then I have friends that don't know it at all. And they were like, you could absolutely do it. I mean, granted, you would have to apply yourself, but like you're the type of person that I know if anyone would be able to go in there and like audition, get a role, and then like make it happen. So 2 years later, which is like more present day now, a year ago, I auditioned about four times for the role of the Wiz, and I'm here.
Yes.
That's amazing. You really made it happen for yourself.
Yeah, I think anybody can, you know. If anything, I want that to be the story that people take away from someone like me, is that you don't have to go to a conservatory and spend, you know, years on years of learning. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that, but I'm saying there are other ways. You don't have to do that. You don't have to like always in your mind only work towards one goal. Like, I want to be in theater and that's the only thing I eat, breathe, and sleep, just to be able to apply yourself and to silence your ego and say, you know what? I'm willing to work hard and like be a sponge in the moment and on stage and in the, you know, auditioning rooms and like all the different things that you can do to apply yourself. If you're willing to believe in yourself, no pun intended because of the show, but if you're willing to believe in yourself, you absolutely can make anything happen. And now it won't be easy. I mean, I've had, you know, bumps in the road and no's and auditions and all these different things, even in my small little time of trying, but you can absolutely make it happen, but you just can't give up on yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Were there any other shows that you were auditioning for, or was it The Wiz that was your that was the path you saw?
Yeah, I did. I auditioned for The Wiz Live. But this is
Oh,
felt so bad.
wow.
I auditioned for Motown. I auditioned for, I think there was something else too. There was like three that I went for like on a time span. But yeah,
Yeah.
but I got the role where I needed to be.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
And you're so incredible in it.
Thank
I
you.
do want to talk. I want to jump into The Wiz and talk about it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do
It's
it.
a beloved, movie, musical. Everyone remembers it so fondly. And for this, our generation that's finally getting to have our own production, this is so
Yeah.
exciting. It's such a beautiful production. And the cast, like you mentioned, is just unreal. Everyone is so unique, but it all fits together so beautifully. What has your experience been like so far, in addition to the exhausting getting used to it all?
You know what? It's a dream, and I like to call it like a dream that I never dreamed before, because it's new, it's happening, though it feels so close but so distant at the same time. I mean, I never thought that I would, watching that little like watching a little kid at 10 years old seeing Michael Jackson on the screen and like seeing Diana Ross and Ted Ross and all these amazing people on screen, being free and being black and having all this joy. I just remember, you know, watching that movie over and over and over again and being so stuck to the screen, scared for a couple of reasons, but enjoying it for many reasons too. Yeah, I just never thought that I would be the person, though I admired the people on the screen, I would be in a space where I could allow myself to be in an inspirational space like this, where someone, because a lot of kids come to our show and a lot of adults come to our show that have seen the show already, and just people as well that are closer to my age that have never seen The Wiz because there's such a time gap,
Right.
I think. And I can inspire them. So I don't know. I'm very overwhelmed with like joy and honestly very grateful, because I know so many people in this community have went out for these roles.
Sure.
And the fact that like I got it, I mean, granted, great pick. Love the casting. But yeah, the fact that I got it, I'm just honored that I can bring myself to it. Because I went and studied a lot. I went and looked at Hint and Battle and watched as best as I could, zoomed into this fuzzy video of The Wiz. And then I also watched Michael Jackson, obviously. I also watched Elijah Kelly. I watched a lot of the different variations of people that have done the role. And it seems like to me, the common thread was like they've brought themselves. Maybe it's not the recognizable aspects of them, but maybe their problems or maybe the things that they feel like they can't, you know, we sing You Can't Win or Born the Day Before Yesterday. And there's reasons why, you know, everybody has their own connectivity to it. So, yeah, I've been enjoying myself truly.
Good. I mean, you can tell, like the way that that you all just vibe together. And also, I can imagine that you have a little bit of freedom in the way that you can sing the songs and sort of bring, you know, yourself to it. Your voice is just unreal.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Like beyond and like the runs and just everything that you're doing and the score lends itself to being able to just sing freely.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like when they did it in 75, the original cast, I do feel like it was a moment of, I don't know, it was like, it was joy overload, but it also disrupted a lot of things at the time to be able to do this type of show in a space where, you know, the visibility or the, what's the word I'm looking for? The
representation
of Black people wasn't really like, it wasn't high. It wasn't a high volume of that on Broadway. And honestly, even now in this new, this new season of Broadway, there's a lot of shows, but we're the only all Black cast. But right. I don't know. I feel like the score and, you know, the adaptations that Amber has added to this this story allows us to just freely be. And I think that's what's most important. But I don't think in the same breath, though we're freely being as Black people and showing our culture and the curative minds and creatives that we are, because we do create a lot of things that we don't always get credit for. This is an inspiration in the story for many people. I don't think it's just about Black people. I don't think it's just about, you know, young or old or queer or whatever. You know, I think it's a people thing. So many people go through life, in my opinion, which really drawed me to actually audition, not just being the role that's iconic. Yeah. But so many people go through moments of life that are setbacks and, you know, problematic things in their eyes, and they don't feel as if the answers are within them. They feel like they have to go to people and always have someone else to hold them up. And that is very much true. But the only thing that people will show you is that everything that you think you lack, you already possess. And that's a beautiful story, but it's an honest story. We all want something in life and we all can have it if you're willing to know that you can. So yeah, I think that the story in like where I'm at in this space is a beautiful thing for people of all colors, all creeds, all sexualities. And honestly, I think that we highlight that in the show, but yeah.
You do, you absolutely do. Oh, that was very well said.
Thank you.
I love that. I mean, there's a reason this story and, you know, The Wizard of Oz, both of them are so, so timeless and have lasted the test of time. I mean, I was watching The Wiz, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and of course, grew up on Wizard of Oz. Wicked is so much in our life now as well. And I was, again, still, for as many times as I've seen all of this content, I was so moved by the message of it, of exactly what you said. You've got it all in you all along. You just have to go on a journey sometimes to figure that out. Yeah. Okay. So to Dylan's point earlier about how you guys are singing, what was that like in rehearsal? Like, did you all show up on day one and they were like, okay, just go. Do what you got to do. This is your performance of it, or is it different every night? I guess I'm just so curious about all of that.
You know what? I feel like Broadway's pretty like standard, like this is the way. And then, you know, I think there's grace because you're humans doing a character in a role 8 times a week. So you have wiggle room, but as we see, like a wiggle is not like real big movement. So naturally, I think we all bring different things to the songs and the roles as night in and night out, but it doesn't change too much. But to talk to your point of like when we first got together and sang, I think we all, like, I don't know, at least I didn't. I know The Lion has, which is like one of my really good friends. I mean, we all are friends, but we spent a lot of time together now in this process. When we first saw the names, it was like D period Cox, A period Wilson. So it's like, we were like kind of searching like, oh, we know who that is. W dot Brady. Oh. So we're like looking for the names. And when we finally got in the room, we were like, oh, this is major. Like, these people are about to get sang on.
Oh, yes. I mean, Deborah Cox, legend in her own right, completely. But legends in the making with you and Kyle, and forgive me, I don't remember the name of the guy who plays Tin Man.
Phillip.
All three of you, but I'm kind of curious now that I'm thinking about this, if you could sing someone else's song in the show, which one would you want to tackle?
You know what? We've asked each other this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because we were like, we should do like a little like Broadway lights out type of thing. Yeah. And like, you know, pick each other's songs. I feel like if I had to sing a song, I would love to, I don't know, all of them. I would love to sing What Would I Do If I Could Feel, or Wonder Why, or I don't know, Believe in Yourself, No Bad News, You Can't Win. I don't know, all of them.
All of them. I'm sad you didn't say Home, because that's what I want to hear. I want to hear you do Home.
Oh, listen, Home as well. This is the thing. Home is such a notable song, obviously. So it's like, we love that song, but there's so many new, like, not new songs, but new songs to explore when other people are singing them that you never thought about. You know, the way Phil sings What Would I Do If I Could Feel, I've never heard anybody sing that song like that, like, ever. You know, the way Kyle sings Be a Lion, I don't remember any of the lions sounding like that, you know what I mean? With no disrespect in my body at all to them. Yeah. But it's just, I've never heard anyone sing No Bad News like Melody Betts. I just have never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
So oh, absolutely. It's, yeah, but Home, absolutely. And I mean, of course, in the show, I mean, she sings that. Yeah. I love the way she sings Wonder Why as well as Home, but Wonder Why was a new song to me because I was kind of like late to the stage play. So I'm like, oh, I didn't know this was even really a song. And there's another verse that we don't have in our show, but like, there's versions of Believe in Yourself that I'm like, oh, okay. Like Glinda sings a version, but then also The Wiz sings a version in the original. Like there's different things that I just never knew. So
yeah.
What was opening night like?
Madness.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was really good. You know, you go through a process of being on tour for 6 months prior to, and this is like, people think it's a new thing, but like shows back in the day used to do this. So we kind of like adopted an old way and made it like new, kind of like what we're doing with the show. Yeah, yeah. I think going through the touring process and like having that own, you know, ebbs and flows, ups and downs of that brought us to a place of kind of like, you know, being really excited, but being really tired of certain things and like just learning, you know, the process and the ins and outs, and then having like a new show when we got to Broadway, like 8 new numbers, different blocking, different book additions, just different everything. It kind of was like a whole new show. So I don't know.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So the show that you saw and you saw are like kind of like different, honestly. But
well, I gotta come back then.
You absolutely have to come back and see it, and you should come back together so we can meet. I would love to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think going through that, then getting to Broadway, it was just like we kind of got in this mode of like, okay, we know how the show goes, but like it's also very new, and we're also kind of like ran down, but we're also still high on joy. So we're like all these different things. And that night, I think seeing the cast, the official cast of the original, like the ones that are still here with us, God bless us all, the ones that are not, and them receiving us and giving us love, and then like having people in the audience like an Anna Wintour and a Hillary Clinton and, you know, Gail and all these different people. It's just like, you know, you really feel like, oh, this is the Wiz, you know, like this is the joy. This is the triumph of it all. Like people really respecting it and giving us space to, like I said earlier, inject ourselves and be ourselves in these characters that we all know and love so much. But, you know, giving it a different, like a little facelift in a weird way, I guess, because we're doing something completely different than what you've ever seen. So, you know, with new things, you kind of have to respect what you saw, but also release that and receive where you are. So yeah, it was amazing. It was a lot of people, a lot of talking, a lot of, you know, fashion, because we did that on the carpet. If you guys didn't see.
You turned it.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a lot of great things. It was a heavy night. It's been a heavy week in general, doing 8 shows on top of that night and then trying to like celebrate, but then also like not celebrate, to like keep yourself together, right? Because you do have a show the next day and the next day and the next day.
I know you've met a lot of celebs and people throughout your entire career, but was there anybody that you were just like gagged to meet or see in the audience?
Well, if we could see in the audience, then that would be great. But I don't know. I feel like it was, to me, I think the highlight for me was just meeting the cast and to be able to express our love and admiration for them, because really, if there was no them, there would be no space for us. And for them to come on stage and just give us love, and to see, you know, Stephanie Mills and Dee Dee Bridgewater, and I can that who played the lion at one point. Also seeing like George Faison, who did the choreography. It's like it was just moments. Andre DeShields, like it was just like legendary moments where it's like we will never get those moments back. And like people say to me, you only debut on Broadway once. I'm like, I that only happened once, and like it felt amazing, but I only will probably meet these people in this regard, in this space, in a costume, like one time in my life. So it was very special. I think that was something, I don't know, that made me really like happy and like a little sappy inside for everybody, just seeing certain like Dee Dee Bridgewater being able to talk to Atta Pearl today, in our cast, Allison, just things. It was just amazing to see Stephanie Mills, receive Nichelle, and seeing Wayne talk to Andre DeShields. I wish I could have talked to him. Battle, rest in peace. There were just moments that I felt like it was very strong presence of history and showed us that like we are a part of that, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, like a passing of the torch.
Yeah.
That's really, really beautiful. That is so special.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Going back for a second, what can you say about what changed from the road to putting the show on the Broadway stage?
You know what? I think a lot of things change. I feel like you just have more time. When you're booked and busy, like a Shelley Williams and an Emma Ruffin, you kind of like, you do the thing and then you have other things to do. So they gave us a show, and we had the story, but I feel like there were just maybe like through lines and like connectivity things and like, relationship things between certain characters and like certain numbers and like how they visually appear on stage just needed to be uplifted and changed, because that's what this gig is. This gig is about getting the notes and implementing them. We get notes all the time. People don't see it, but it's like we get notes and it gets very detailed, because the truth of the matter is the lights work because of us. The sound works because of us. The tracks on stage, the things that fly in, like set stuff, it all is like based upon what we do as the actors. So ne necess necessarily so, we would have to update things so that things make sense. Oh, well, why are the houses leaving on this line when they should leave on this line? Or why are people in the downstage and they should be upstage when it should feel like this? Or, we need something that feels more joyous. Or, we need to get to the point where it's like we need urgency so we can see that Dorothy needs to get home. Like there are just things that need to change over time. And you kind of like, you put it up and you see how it looks and you're like, I don't like the Christmas tree in this corner. Let's move it over here. It's that type of thing. So,
Very interesting.
Yeah, that is really
and every
cool.
show does it, until you freeze, and we froze our show, so now we don't have that. But yeah, in the beginnings and your previews, like you're kind of like on a whim. You're trying things, you're changing around your furniture in your house. It's like, the couch was cute but right there, but it's really clashing with this dining room table. It's like it's those things.
Wow, that's so super interesting. Also, you're so limber. Have you, what is your stretching like going into every night performing?
I stretch a lot. I try to get.
Did you stretch before you were cast in the show?
Yes, but I also wasn't, truth be told, I wasn't dancing this much prior to. Like I always have danced, but I haven't danced in this like magnitude, obviously, in so long. And then also I have to like play the role where it's like I don't have any joints. So, it's kind of like I gain control, but lose control often during the show, because it's like that's natural, But yeah, I stretch. I get to the theater most times, like maybe 30 minutes before the 30-minute mark, and like I treat that moment to kind of like set into the space and stretch. And I'm probably honestly even stretching into Dorothy and Aunt Em singing the feeling we once had, which is like the first song that you hear. So while that's happening, I'm still stretching because I have
Oh my gosh.
yeah. It's a very, I don't know. I thought, I'm like, I have the track that I actually don't have any joints, and I'm the one moving the most. You know what I mean?
You're committed. I think that's
Very.
really impressive. We talked a lot about The Wiz. Everyone obviously needs to go and see it.
Yeah, wait, how long is it in New York for?
It is there until August, but hopefully we extend.
All right.
We both cross our fingers at the
I
same time.
know.
But is the plan to take it back out on the road after, or will this be
The
your
plan
journey with?
is for them to go on the road, and as you see, I said them. I don't know if
Yeah,
I will
gotcha.
be, but yeah, I mean, the plan is for it to go back on the road. Maybe I will do some dates, maybe I will not, but there are so many variables that depend.
Well, it's a long time to be with a project too. And also you have your music, which I know
Yes.
we mentioned in the bio that you have, by the way, incredible song, Kiss the Sky, which is
Thank you.
showcases your voice so beautifully. Did you write it as well?
No, I
Okay.
worked with a group called Lewis York, and that
Okay.
consists of Claude Kelly and Chuck Harmony, and they're amazing. I mean, they have their own rundown of amazing songs and history and career they've had with like some big artists from Britney Spears to Whitney Houston. So you do the, you do the math. But yeah, we created this song in the studio and they sang it for me at the piano and they like play things live. So I never had to listen to it like on a actual like sound playback. So I got to hear them singing and I was like, oh, I love this. And they were very, very adamant on like, make sure the key is right for you. Do you like what the song is saying? Can you connect? And all these things. So they really like are tailor-made musical geniuses, honestly.
Okay, that is such a cool creative process. You got to perform some tour dates around the country. I've noticed you did a little mini
Yes.
tour.
Yes, I had a mini tour in between our Christmas break and being back for the tour like January 1st. And that's all I can say because I was like, if nothing else, Broadway prepares you, or the theater, I guess, because I wasn't on Broadway yet, but the theater schedule prepares you for anything. Because you literally do that, you do your show whether you're feeling good, whether you're hungry, whether your head hurts, if you hurt your leg, you cut your leg, my legs look crazy from all of the bruises. Yeah, it's like you literally do a lot, and whether you're sick, it doesn't matter. So when I got the opportunity to do a tour, I was like, oh, on my only days off in between where I should be resting after doing almost 6 months of touring. But I was like, you know what? I can't give myself 100% to my character and not to myself. So I was like, I have fans that really appreciate what I do. And I went on a three-city tour. We went to DC, New York, and Philly. And it was amazing. They were all sold out. It was a Kiss the
Congrats.
Sky tour. Thank you. And I explained to them too, I am tired, but I love you all. So I'm here because I believe in transparency. And I think that, I'm a hustler. I get to it. Whatever I need to do, I get it done. And I think there is a bit of hustler in every single Broadway performer that does the job, regardless of what your track is. My track is very, very busy. But yeah, no matter what your track is, there is a bit of a hustler in each one of them because the truth of the matter is you do this every single day and you can complain about it, but the thing is, even through the complaints, you still get up and do it. Every day that tree opens and that pole slides forward, guess who's on it? Me. There are very few days, there are very few days where I'm not. So you have to have that in you. You have to have the love for the arts, yes, but you have to have a fighter in you to make it happen. And people don't, they don't bow down to that a lot as they should. And I have so much respect, one, because now I am a Broadway performer. Hey.
Hell yeah.
But the to the Broadway performers that came before me and that will come after me and do all the things that are great, I commend them. It is so much of and I'm gonna use my French language for a second and we can bleep this, but fuck the Olympics. It's hard work. Yes, it's not about being pretty all the time. It's not about getting the perfect score. It's about showing up every single day and giving your best. And sometimes your best is the 50 out of the 100, but that 50 is all you've got. And people get that. And I think that when I look to my left and look to my right in this cast, I've seen us all at our wits' end. I've seen us full on energy, full of sleep, tired, voices are on the ground. Like I've seen us all over the place, and yet and still we show up. So it's just something that people should respect as even, the audiences that come. If you've never done a Broadway show, but you've seen a Broadway show, please give respect to people that are on that stage, whether it's a matinee or not, because and most importantly, a matinee, because it's like it's a lot. Though we love it, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's your job, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, and everyone has goes to work themselves, so they should understand what you're putting yourself into and going through.
Going back to The Wiz for a second, or themes from The Wiz, I should say. You were mentioning how important it is for representation on the stage, representation with identity. Speaking of identity, you publicly came out as bisexual on Twitter several years ago, right? And what inspired you to do that in that moment? Because I mean, I saw Billboard had a whole article about it. I mean, it went all
I
over.
didn't know people even cared that much. But you know what inspired me to do that is because I think that elephants are for the zoo and they're not for rooms and lives and people's things. And so I took the elephant that has been in the room for so long for me and put it back where it belongs. In the wild, really, not the zoo, because the animal lovers will kill me.
That's true. That's true. Not in captivity. Right.
Save the elephants,
I
y'all.
love animals, but I'm just saying, sometimes the zoo is a safer place, but sure. But no, I felt like there was such a process and a time, me going through my life where I never changed who I was, but people were so curious about me, whether they thought I was great at what I did musically or my voice, or just because I was gaining some type of momentum in my career. So people are like, oh, well, we want to know who he's talking to and what music he's making and who it's for, and digging into my personal life. But the truth of the matter is, I used to say it's nobody's business. But I also think I had to change my mind. It's not that it's no one's business. I think it's more along the lines of like, who and what I do are no one's business, but who I am is for the world. Everyone should know who you are. I think you should be proud of that. You should not have to hide that. You should not have to like be ashamed of it. And if someone is making you feel that way, then you need to let them deal with that, because that is not you. And yeah, I just got to the point where I was like, you know what? I am at the time 26 years old. This is probably the most queer I will be at 26, because I've never been 26 before. And I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it today. And I told my family first. And I think once my family kind of understood it and received it was like, well, I could care if the Pope cares. You know what I mean? It doesn't change anything that other people care or are that, enthralled in my life in that way. But also, I feel like as well, I'm not trying to be anyone's superhero, but I also think that for someone who is struggling, which someone came to me last night at the show at the stage door and was like, being a bisexual man, I see you just being free on stage. And to be honest, it really has inspired me. He was a younger kid. So I think, those things are the things you don't think about while you're doing it, while you're scared shitless and you're trying to, live in your honest self. But, those moments really tie it in. So, yeah.
I was going to say, I know you mentioned you said like I'm not doing it to be a hero, but that it comes with the territory because you're on a platform and you're an amazing role model for people of all ages to be yourself, and especially I'm sure young black men and even young black women
Oh,
who see
yes.
that, because we don't see it often. I mean, it's
No.
especially by representation, it's not
Yes.
really out there.
Wasn't Issa Rae making a show about a black bi
They
man?
need to, and I would love to star in it. Because
I
you
think
know
it
what?
was announced, but it never happened.
Yeah, listen,
Anyway, go on.
that's the dream role. But you know what? I think it's, and not to even make it about social sexuality, because I feel like who you are is so much more than that. That is a sliver and a piece of you. It's an important piece if you decide that to make it. But I do feel like so many people only think that if you're bisexual, and this is sad, it's like you gotta have one or the other. You can't have both. You can't have your cake and eat it too. But it's not about having cake and eating it too. It's like you get a different feeling from different things, and they make you feel a way. And if that's what you like, then that's what you like. I don't get mad because I don't like mushrooms and you like potatoes, and we mix and we switch. It's like, whatever you like, let it float your boat, and hopefully it rides off into the sunset. But that's it.
Totally,
Yeah.
totally. Well, props to you. That's really incredible. And I'm curious, you did The Voice, and looking back now, it's been, I mean, that was, like I said, the third season. So was that like 2010, 11?
That was, I think, 2013. Yeah, still a long time ago.
Looking back now, a decade later, like what do you think of that experience of doing The Voice?
A great experience for me because I had never done TV before. It was my first TV experience. A lot of firsts in this conversation. Yeah, it was my first TV experience. I had never even thought about doing that. And then I saw like an ad, and there was like, oh, they're having auditions. I stood in line. I was like 3,000 some odd, whatever, and got inside, did my audition. I think I also auditioned for that 4 times, so that's crazy, because Broadway was four and the Voice was four. But yeah, it was a moment that really taught me a lot about myself, to believe in myself and trust in myself, do the work, do the hard work, because it was a lot of hard work, a lot of singing off screen and on screen, dealing with picking songs and people picking songs for you as they try to tell you that they don't do. But there were so many things that I just learned about being on, having my light on the moment I walk in a room, not being afraid of who I am then, even though I wasn't 100%, understanding, because I was like 16. But yeah, it was an experience, and I feel like I have a connection still to this day. One of my friends, Nakia, came last night as well. Last night was great. He said that CeeLo reached out to me through him and was like, man, he was like, I'm so proud of you, and I hope you're having fun, and I'm going to come see the show. So yeah, it's been a lifelong, or a decade long, I guess, relationship, you know, with a lot of friends. And I met a lot of my very good friends from that show.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Who won that season?
I think Cassidy Pope.
Oh, okay. I think I watched bits of that season, but...
But you know what's crazy is that there are so many amazing people in that season outside of myself.
Of course. I mean, well, you're the best, but yeah.
Lauren Allred, who sings The Greatest Showman, she was on my season.
Okay.
Melanie Martinez, I don't know if you know who she is. She was on my season. There's also a singer named Amanda Brown, who is absolutely exceptional. She sings with Adele right now. Oh. It's truly crazy. I'm like, our season, probably the best season.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think three is like a lucky number anyway.
It must so be. Well, three. Four for you though. Four is your number.
Yeah, four, yeah. For sure, uh-huh. Four for sure. But there were so many, there were like that show... has a lot of amazing talent thus far. I'm like, people that I've known for so long, I'm like, to hear Lauren sing Everywhere Never Enough is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I knew her voice was special the day I met her. And we were in, I think we were in the Hollywood, what is that? The Hollywood Sheraton, I think, or something like that. At the boardwalk, and we were in the, like the top room where it's like 360 glass everywhere. And she sang. And I was like, I don't know who that is. But she's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so funny to see it now because I'm like, people are finally catching on. And, you know, it takes time to be great, honestly, you know, for people to see your greatness, I should say. But you don't stop being great because people don't see it. And I think that that's the testament of all of us.
I love totally. That. I mean, point proven with all the people you just mentioned. I think with American Idol, it created a lot of overnight stars. And then that sort of changed. And now it's, you can't, there's a long journey and a lot of work that has to be put in now. And that's what creates the longevity, too.
And the fight in you too, because if you're willing to stick around for something as long as I have at this point, doing music for so long, and doing all the things that I've done and meeting all the people I've met and working with all the people that I've worked with, there are points where you will feel like, I don't know if this is what I want to do. And you, somehow that little voice is like, well, what if it happens tomorrow? Or what if you can't, you know, what if you can never do this again and this is what you love? All these little voices come in and you keep going and it gets you to this place where now I'm on Broadway and I would have never thought about that. Honestly, I'm like, you know, whether I get an award or not or a nomination or not, it's like I've done something that so many people in their lives aspire to do and I've done it. And a quick matter of time as far as this is concerned, but in my life, it took me a long time to do certain things and I'm doing them. So, you know, it's happy. Proud.
I'm proud of you. And I just met you. Well, sadly, our convo is wrapping up, but, and it's been such a pleasure getting to chat with you, Avery. Oh my God. But we like to end on a dose of drama. This is a little something on our minds that could be a recommendation, a rant, a rave, something we want to promote, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to go first because I'm so excited. I'm going to see Challengers tonight, the new movie with Zendaya and Mike Fiennes and Josh O'Connor as well. And I truly cannot wait. It's my most anticipated movie. I mean, now that Dune 2 fever has passed, this is my, I'm ready for it to be my new obsession. So truly cannot wait. And I will report back with a review.
Yes. Oh my God.
I feel like it's going to be so good.
Yes.
Dylan, do you have a dose of drama?
It will be.
No.
Yes. My dose of drama is because we haven't recorded since but other things happen since Cowboy Carter came out. And I have to say, in a spring of lots of new music, I'm still listening to this one constantly. It is unreal. I feel like I have a new favorite song all the time, but right now it's Bodyguard. And I think it is unbelievable. And I mean, it's the album of the year. No matter what happens, it's the album of the year.
It's true.
It's Beyonce.
Do you have a favorite song on the album, Avery?
You know what? I don't have a specific favorite because I honestly just let it play. And that's something to say.
Totally.
Like, I love the album.
It's so really great.
The first half is so emotional to me and she's singing her face off. And then the second half is like, okay, now it's the party. So
Smoke
it's
hour.
Great. Yeah. It's a mix of everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a mix of everything. My dose of drama. You know what? I guess my rant is to Broadway. I would like, because we are working so hard in these shows, I would just feel like the best of the best sound should be at the top of the list because these people, I've known so many stories about legends that have essentially lost their voices and overworked them. And I feel like knowing that people are literally laying their lives on the lines creatively every single day, there should be such a standard as well, you know, for sound. coming from music and then coming into Broadway, it's like you see the differences. Like there's no monitors on stage that sometimes can be used for vocalists and like things like that. And it's like then there's also these big orchestras and like you're fighting against all these things and these elements. People should be able to do their job so well and not have to work so hard. That's my drama for the day.
Period.
I love it. You're not the first one to say something like that too. So I completely understand.
Yeah.
Well, Avery, you are so amazing. I feel like we're catching you at such an exciting moment and I'm so happy for you. Like I mentioned, when I saw you last, I think it was October in The Wiz, I was blown away and I'm just happy to hear. I mean, our friend Isaiah and Jake went to go see the show last week and they specifically mentioned you and we were like, oh my God, well, guess what?
Yeah.
But everyone is just loving you. And I'm just so happy for you that this Broadway dream has come true, whether it be a new dream or otherwise.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you to the friends that came and said great things.
Yeah. Everybody, of course, needs to join the millions who are already following you. You're on Twitter and Instagram at Avery Wilson. It's just your first and last name, right?
Yes, Avery Wilson. And yes, I do have a million followers, but there's so many more people that I'm sure in the world don't know me. I mean, yes. I don't think the Broadway family didn't really know me that well. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But yes, follow me at Avery Wilson everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. More music is to come.
And more shows.
Yeah, more music and more shows to come when the right roles come around.
There we go. Well, in the meantime, everyone can see you in The Wiz, now playing at the Marriott Marquis Theater on Broadway. And while everyone's following Avery, they can follow us. We're at The Drama Podcast. Connor's at Connor McDowell. I'm at Dylan McDowell. Thank you again, Avery. This was really sweet.
Oh, thank you so much for having me at The Drama Podcast.
Yeah, we'll let you know when we come see the show again.
Yes, please, so we can meet.
Yes, would love it. All right, and Connor, I will see you next time.
Drama.